Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Ayin Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will commence from the Mishnah found on Daf Ayin Zayin. The Mishnah is going to discuss a mix-up of chatos limbs. A sin offering and its limbs were the limbs of a sin offering were mixed up with the limbs of an olah offering. A sin offering is something that is eaten by the kohanim. An olah is a type of sacrifice that's offered completely to Hashem, to the Almighty. It's completely burnt on the mizbeach. None of it is eaten. What happens in a situation where the limbs are mixed up? So we will see a machlokes tanoim on this topic. Evore chatos shinisarvu beivore ola. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yitein lemalo. All of them are put on the top of the mizbeach, and the question is, well, how is it that you're putting the chatos limbs on the top of the mizbeach? After all, that should have been eaten. So he says, veroye ani es besar hachatos milamalo. I will view the chatos meat on the top of the mizbeach, ki'ilu hein eitzim, as if it's firewood, as if it is fuel for the mizbeach. B'chachomim omrim, chomim say that you cannot do that. They don't have this idea of envisioning something as firewood or as fuel. Te'ubar tsurasan, this is an expression that means that one should leave the limbs off the mizbeach until their time period lapses, and then they become nosar the yetsu lebeis hasreifa, and then they are to be burned where nosar and posel korbonus are burnt, but not on the mizbeach. My time on the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the basis for Rabbi Eliezer saying that you can view something that, though it is not to be offered on the Mizbeach, nevertheless, one can view it on the Mizbeach as if it were fuel? Omar Kraw, the Pasuk says, Ve'el ha-Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoyach. The Pasuk itself, found in Vayikra Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, is coming on the heels of Pasuk Yud Aleph, in which the Torah says not to place on the Mizbeach Sa'or nor Dvash. Sa'or is chometz, and Dvash is a reference to honey, but it's really referring to not to put the Shtei HaLechem, nor to bring Bikurim onto the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk says, don't offer it, the Pasuk Yud Bey says, don't bring it to the Mizbeach as Reach Nichoach, as a means of seeking favor or creating pleasantness in the eyes of the Almighty. So we're able to infer from this that when is there a restriction of bringing these restricted or prohibited items, prohibited insofar as being brought on the Mizbeach, when does the prohibition apply? L'reach Nichoach iatamale. One is not allowed to offer it on the Mizbeach as a means of creating pleasantness in the eyes of the Almighty. In other words, one is not allowed to put it there in a sacrificial sense. Aval atomale l'shem etzim. You are able to put it on for fuel purposes. So that the only restriction is when one is putting on the Mizbeach that which he shouldn't with a sacrificial intent. However, if you don't have a sacrificial intent, but rather you have, let's say, a fuel intent, then there's no problem. So in that spirit, chatas limbs which are not to be brought on the Mizbeach. However, the restriction of bringing them on the Mizbeach is when you're bringing them for the purpose of, with a sacrificial intent. However, if you put the chatos limbs that got mixed up with the ola limbs on the Mizbeach with a fuel intent, that's okay. Verabonan, notice with our squiggle underline, we're able to keep track of who the speaker is. Here is the Rabbonan's response to Rabbi Lezer, and they say, Rabbonan, mi'et rachmona oisam. The psukim that we're citing right now uses a pronoun, osam, referring back to what was mentioned in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Sor and Fash. And by the way, we should have mentioned that we have included these psukim on the inside margin of your daf. So when you notice the word osam in Pasuk Yud Beis, that's a reference back to that which it mentions in Pasuk Yud Aleph, namely the Sor and Vash. So the Rabbanan say that the word osam serves as a limitation. In other words, the fuel idea as being an option is an option only when you're dealing with the Sor and Vash. That the Sor and Vash, the Torah is telling, don't put them on the Mizbeach with sacrificial intent, but you could put them on the Mizbeach with a fuel intent. However, this idea of fuel intent with regard to other things doesn't exist. Rabbanan, mi'et rachmona oisam. Oisam hu di'i atomale aval atomale l'shem etzim. Those things, the sor and vash, one is not allowed to put on the Mizbeach with a sacrificial intent, but can put them on the Mizbeach with a fuel intent. Avomidi achrino lo, but anything else, including a vorei chatos, that option doesn't exist. Well, the question now is, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the oisam expression? For Rabbi Eliezer, before we go further, we want to just point out that in the pasuk there was also the expression v'el hamizbeach. The expression v'el hamizbeach comes to include the kevesh, that something brought on the kevesh is like, the kevesh is the ramp leading to the mizbeach, that is like being brought on the mizbeach. So the Gemara goes on to say, for Rabbi Lezer, oisam hu de raboi loch kevesh kemizbeach, avo midi achrini lo. Rabbi Lezer says that with regard to the sor and vash, we will include the ramp as if it's the Mizbeach, as having the same din as the Mizbeach, but not with regard to other items. The Rabbonan, Tarti Shma Mino. The Rabbonan learn both of their points from this Pasuk, namely that only with regard to Sor and Vash do you have the fuel option, and only with regard to Sor and Vash does the Kevesh have the din of the Mizbeach. And we should point out that this din of the Kevesh having the Mizbeach, Rashi explains that just like the Mizbeach is prohibited from bringing on them the Sor and Vash, bringing the Sor and Vash onto the Kevesh is also included in this restriction. So the Rabbanan learn both of their points from this Pasuk. The Gemara goes on to point out that our Mishnah is unlike the way the following Brisa presents these Shitas, the Shitas of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Omar, the Gemara says, Masnisen delo ki haitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Brisa. Desanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, loy nechliku, and we've used a squiggle underline to emphasize two expressions in this source. You have lo nechliku, they do not argue on this point, and then a little bit later you see alma nechliku. So what do they argue? And we'll find that presented later. So there are two points that the Braisa mentions that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim will not disagree. Lo nechliku, Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim al, point aleph, evorei chatos shinis arvu be'evorei oila she yikrivu, And we've dashed, underlined shikravu to point out that this is the point of difference with regard to the Brisa and the Mishnah. The Brisa says that in the case of limbs of a chatos getting mixed up with limbs of an ola, everyone will agree, including the chachamim, that you are able to bring it on the mizbech. They are to be brought on the mizbech. In our Mishnah, the chachamim, under those very circumstances, said not to be brought on the mizbech. A second point, b'roveh avinir ba, shelo yikruvu. If you have ola limbs that got mixed up with the limbs of animals that were used or subjected to bestiality, then they are not to be brought on the Mizbeach. And everyone will agree with that. Even Rabbi Eliezer will agree. Al ma nechliku, al evore oilo tamimo shenis arvu be evore balas mum. Where legitimate ola limbs, unblemished sacrificial limbs, got mixed up with the limbs of a blemished animal. Shereb Elezer Omer, Yikrivu. Bring them all on the Mizbeach, V'ro ani, l'malo ki'ilu heinetzim. And I will view the Baal Mum limbs as if they're fuel. V'chachomim Omerim, lo Yikrivu. The Gemara will ask, according to what's brought in the Brisa, why does Rabbi Elezer make a distinction between the mixture of Evorei Tmimin with Evorei Balmum, where he says they are offered, as opposed to the case of the mixture of the Oilo limbs, of the Korban limbs, with the Rovea Venirba, where he says they should not be brought on, not brought on the Mizbeach? For Rabbi Eliezer, Maishno Rovea Venirba, the Lo Chazu, we use a little letter Beis to make reference to the Beis point in the Brisa. What's different about the Rovea Venirba, where Rabbi Lezer would say they're not brought on the Mizbeach, because Rovea Venirba are not fit to be brought on the Mizbeach. They're not fit to be brought as a Korban in the first place. Ba'alas mum nami lo chazi. A Baal Mum, a blemished animal, is also not fit. So why in that case does Rabbi Lezer say that they are to be brought on the Mizbeach when they're mixed with the Ola limbs? The Gemara answers, and you'll notice a triangle. This is the first of a couple of answers, the first of two answers, and this is also explained in our structural note, in the outside margin under the Mivneh heading. These are tshuvos l'she'ela lama Rabbi Lezer mechalik bein ataruvus hashonos. Why does Rabbi Lezer make a distinction between the different mixtures? The oimer the taruvus emevorei baal mum yakrivu, and he says when limbs are mixed, when legitimate sacrificial limbs are mixed with blemished animal limbs, they are to be brought on the mizbeach. And we'll also see a hesber for the machlokus Rabbi Lezer and the rabbonon beinyan taruvos im evore bale mum. So the first approach, Amar Rav Huna, bedukin shebe'ayin valibad Rabbi Kiva di Amar im olu lo yerdu. The evore bale mum that Rabbi Eliezer says, if mixed with ola limbs, are brought on the mizbech and stay there, we're not talking about just any bale mum. We're talking about a very specific example of a blemish. It's a very minor kind of blemish. It's a dukin shibayin. We'll translate it loosely as a scratch on the eye of the animal. That type of imperfection, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's brought on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. So there's an element of a Mizbeach association with this kind of blemish. Hence, if you have a vorei Ola, which are supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach in the first place, that get mixed up with these limbs from an animal that had a scratch on the eye, or a dukin shebe'ayin, in that case, one is able to put them on the Mizbeach. And the reason for that is because the case of dukin shebe'ayin, when they are not in a mixture, according to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lezer is subscribing to that, when they are put on the Mizbeach albeit inappropriately, nevertheless, they are not brought down. They stay there. The Gemara goes on with a question. Amar de Rabbi Kiva de'i avad. Rabbi Kiva's case of Dukin Shiba'ayin limbs and their Mizbech association is only if one happened to bring them up to the Mizbech top. However, lechatchila mi omar, did Rabbi Kiva ever suggest to initially bring them up? And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where the Dukin Shiba'ayin limbs got mixed up with Ola limbs. And the question is, should I now bring them up in the first place? We don't know Rabbi Kiva to say that you should bring them up in the first place. Omar Rav Papa, hocha b'mayaskinon, kegoin she'olu al gabi kevish. The case of our Mishnah is where they were brought on the ramp. Let's take a look at the Rashi, second line from the top, kegoin she'olu al hakevish. Since Rabbi Akiva holds that if Dukin Shabayan limbs are brought on the Mizbeach, they're not to be brought down. Hani ma'alon l'chadchilo mi kevesh la'mizbeach. In the case that they were brought onto the kevesh, once they're brought onto the ramp, then we say, bring them up to the Mizbeach. So it's only because they were brought onto the Kevesh, we're now saying, and our Mishnah enters the picture when they're already on the ramp, now we say, bring them up to the Mizbeach. Ihachi, if our Mishnah is talking about a case where the limbs were brought onto the ramp, then afilu b'inayu, even without being in a mixture with tamimim, with unblemished limbs. Why does the Mishnah feature the bringing up on the Mizbeach only in a case when they are in a state of, when the Dukin Shibayan limbs are in a state of mixture with the unblemished limbs? Elo, taimei de Rabbi Eliezer. The reasoning for Rabbi Lezer that says that a case of a tarovis with evore balimum, you should bring them onto the mizbeach. Miet rachmona mum bom. The Torah uses the expression mum bom, and we say mum bom hu dolo yirotsu, which indicates that when the limbs are by themselves, they are not to be offered. Ho ayide taruvis yirotsu. However, if they're in a state of a mixture with legitimate sacrificial limbs, then they are to be offered. The Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Lezer, and we saw in the Brisa that was featured at the bottom of Omer Aleph, the Rabbanon said lo yikuvu. So how do the Rabbanon deal with this? The Rabbanon say mum bom hu delo yerotsu, ha ovar mumam yerotsu. The Rabbanon see the drosha, the gzeris hakosef, is suggesting that when the mum is in them, is present on the animal, then the animal is not a legitimate sacrifice. However, if the mum departed, if the blemish departed the animal, then the animal could serve as a legitimate sacrifice. So you can see that the Rabbanan used the expression mum bom for a different drosha, but not to teach me that in a state of mixture where they are mixed with where the baal mum limbs are mixed with legitimate limbs, the Rabbanan don't see that as being a as grounds for offering them. For Rabbi Eliezer, well, where does Rabbi Eliezer learn this from? So he has a inciting the pasuk. The pasuk actually says ki moshchasam bohem mum bom. So he sees an additional drasha from mi bom bohem. You have two special drasha words. For Rabbanon, bom bohem lo darshi. The Rabbanon don't have this extra drosha from the presence of these words. Dihachi, if this is so, that we're makriv the taroives evore mum because of a gzeiras hakosuv, roe harachmono achshere. The source spoke about Rabbi Eliezer accepting the offering of the Baal Mum limbs based on the view them as fuel. We saw this in the Brice at the bottom of Amud Aleph, where he said, if you have the Evore Oilot Mimo that got mixed up with the Evore Baal Mum, Rabbi Eliezer said, offer them. And the reason that I say to offer them is because I'll view the unacceptable limbs as fuel. But at this point in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is based on a pasuk. So the question is, if it's based on a pasuk, so why in the Mishnah does he explain his position of leniency or acceptability based on the fuel idea? The Gemara answers, L'divrehem ko'omar lehu. Rabbi Eliezer is addressing the Chachomim on their terms. L'didi rachmona achshri. As far as my personal opinion is concerned, the Torah sanctions bringing the Evore Bali Mum onto the Mizbeach. Of course, we're talking about a case where the Evore Bali Mum are mixed with legitimate Ola limbs. L'didchu, according to you, Odo li mihas, you should, however, concede to me, Besar balas mum ke'etzim domi. Midi dehave abesar chatos. You should concede that the limbs of the Baal Mum can be viewed as fuel, just like you admitted to my position to this with regard to, just like you agreed with me with regard to the mixture of Evore Chatos mixed with the Evore Ola. In the case of Evore Chatos and Evore Ola, the Chachamim agreed with Reb Lezer, she yikrivu. So you should concede to me that Evore Bali Mum with Evore Tamimim should be yikrivu. And if you don't have the Xeris HaKosov that I have, at least you should agree with me on the fuel grounds, that we will view the Bali Mum limbs as fuel. The Rabbanon, what's their response? Namely, the Rabbanon who don't agree with Rabbi Lezer in the case of the Baal Mum limbs that got mixed up with the Tamimim limbs. Hocha Mi'isi, in that case, they are called Mos. Mos means disgusting or reprehensible. Hosom, in the case of the Chatos, Lo Mi'isi. They're not viewed as disgusting. They're simply limbs that shouldn't be, or meat that shouldn't be brought on the Mizbeach. However, when they are mixed with Ola limbs, the Rabbanan agree that those are brought on the Mizbeach. Evorim be'evorim bale mumin. You have a mixture here of Olos with blemished limbs. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Korev Rosh Echod Mehem, Yikrivu Kol Horoshin. If one of the heads was put onto the fire, then you can continue offering the other heads. Krayim Shel Echod Mehem, Yikrivu Kol Akrayim. If the Krayim of one of them were placed in the fire, you can offer all the rest of the Krayim. The idea being that if one was already put into the fire, then we say that the problematic one was the one put in the fire, and all the rest are the legitimate sacrificial limbs, and therefore you can continue offering the rest. The Chachomim, Omrim, they disagree with Rebbe Lezer and say, Afilu Karvu Kulam, Chutz Me Echod Mehem, Yetze Lebesa Srefa. Even if all of the limbs were offered on the Mizbeach, with the exception of one of them, the one that's left, shall be brought to the base of Sreifa, shall be brought to the point where Pasul Korbanos are destroyed. In other words, the Chachamim don't have this approach of viewing the things put in the fire as having contained the Pasul limb. Before we go on in the Gemara, let's take a look at our topic heading, the Nosei that you see on the outside margin. Rabbi Elazar is an Amora. Masbir Shitas Atana Rabbi Elazar, B'Mishnah, will explain the Tanaic opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Not to confuse here, even though both names are presented in the same form in the Gemara, one is an Amora, who's explaining the Tana with the same name, who said that in a case of Bimikresh Shaturo Sevori Oilo Tmimim Im Balmum, that if the limbs of an Ola, of a legitimate Ola, got mixed up with the limbs of a Balmum, the Im Korav Echod Mehem, that if one of them was offered, Efshir Lahamshich Lakriv, you can continue offering. Hainu, we'll see, this is what Rabbi the Amora qualifies. He says, Hainu B'Tanai, Shumakriv Shnaim Shnaim Shel Nisharim, provided that he's offering two limbs of the remaining ones each time. Each time he places something into the fire, he's placing two at a time. Let's go over this point. Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah said that if one of the, let's say you have, as the case of the Mishnah, you have numerous kosher olas into which got mixed a Baal Mum. So let us say that one of the heads was offered. So Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah was willing to say that if one of the heads was put into the fire, you can continue offering heads, because we are making an assumption that the head put into the fire was the head of the Baal Mum. What the Amora Rabbi Lezer will be telling us is that you can continue offering according to the Tana Rebbe Lezer, provided each time you put into the fire, you'll put two heads. The reason for that is that when you're putting two heads in the fire, one of them is certainly not the head of the Baal Mum. There was only one Baal Mum animal that got mixed up into this lot of kosher olos. So when you put two heads into the fire, we say the following, that migu, since one of them is kosher, I have a right to assume that the other one I'm placing into the fire is also kosher. That's called migu, since I have the ability to apply this logic. That's only if, of course, you're putting two heads into the fire each time. Turning to the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Elazar, this is an Amora, he says, Lo hichshir, Rabbi Elazar elo shnayim shnayim. Rabbi Elazar allows the continued placing into the fire if you're placing each time two limbs. Avol echod echod lo. But using the example of the heads, if you're putting one head in each time, that he won't accept. If we look at the Rashi, Elo Shnayim Shnayim, Zug Zug Yakrivam, pairs each time you are offering the Iko Lameimar, because then there is room to say, Migu Dehai Lav Isurahu, just like one of them is not prohibited, Hai Nami Lav Isurahu, the one that that accompanies it into the fire is also not from the Baal Mum. The Isura Ozile, the Isura is gone. Vahu de Korev Koidem Shinimlach. It's the one that was put into the fire before we came to ask or consult on the issue. Aval Echod Echod, but to place one head in each time after the initial head was put into the fire, that we don't allow. The Leko Migu, in that case, where there is no Migu, lo. When I'm putting only one head in the fire, I can't activate this logic that says, well, just like one of them is kosher, the other one certainly is, because I'm only putting in one in each time. Turning to the Gemara, Masiv Reb Yankiv le Reb Yirmiya. Reb Yankiv raises an objection. V'chachomim, oh, this is a quote from our Mishnah. The Chachomim say, "Afilu korvu kulon chutz mi echod mehen, yetzi lebeis asreifa." And we have to note that the Chachomim are coming on the heels of Rabbi Eliezer, so that whatever circumstance the Chachomim describe, one should assume that Rabbi Eliezer will disagree, because Rabbi Eliezer is the opinion to whom the Chachomim are responding. What did the Chachomim say? They say, even if all of the limbs were put into the fire, we'll use the example of heads, if even all the heads were put into the fire with the exception of one, the one that's left shall not be put into the fire, shall not be put onto the Mizbeach. Rather, it's Yetzel Beis HaSreifa, it goes to be destroyed where unacceptable things are dealt with. So if the Chachomim are saying, even if one head is left, you cannot put it on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Eliezer would say that the one head that's left is able to be put onto the Mizbeach. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer's heter, Rabbi Eliezer's permission, is not like Rabbi Eliezer the Amora said, only if you're putting in two at each time. Because from this source, from the position of Chachomim, we can see that Rabbi Eliezer would hold, even if one is left, you can put the one into the fire. Omar lo Rabbi Yirmiya bar Tachlifa. Rabbi Yirmiya responds to Rabbi Yankiv and he says, Asbur aloch, I will explain this. I will explain this to you in such a way to defend the original Hesber, the original explanation of Rabbi Lazar. He says, my echad, what does the word echad that we dashed underline in the source, what does echad mean? Zug echad, two heads. Zug is a pair, one pair, which means two heads. So that the Chomim said that that even if you offered all the heads, with the exception of a pair of heads, the pair of heads is brought to the Beis HaSreifa, it's under those circumstances that Rebbe Lezer disagrees. It says that since a pair of heads remains, you can place them into the fire on the Mizbeach, based on the Migu. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.